It is time to switch gears right now and go to the Better Business Bureau and visit with Jonathan, who's joining us right now on the KRDO Newsline. And good morning to you, sir. Avoiding travel scams, always a good idea, especially when it comes to spring break, which is right around the corner. Good morning, Jonathan.
Good morning, and you are correct. Spring break is right around the corner, and usually it's just a nice time to relax and hopefully go someplace warmer. But unfortunately, with all the scams we have going on throughout the nation, this is one of those things to watch about. Watch out for.
Absolutely. I mean, we're looking at like, 55,000 traveling, vacation, and timeshare fraud reports just to the FTC. What are we looking at as, in terms of money is concerned with these frauds?
Yeah, that 55,000 reported fraud reports just last year is about $120 million losses to Americans. So just unfortunate. People need to make sure they're being safe.
Now, you guys provide brief descriptions of the top five most reported travel scams. What are those top five?
Yeah, so things to watch out for everybody is, number one, just the vacation rentals. So these are great because con artists might lure vacationers in with this promise of really low fees, great amenities. There might be a false sense of urgency where people are just telling you to hurry, book this now. We need this payment up front. This is going to go away, so that's one. A free vacation scams is another one. When a cruise or a travel company advertises a vacation is, quote, free, it may not necessarily be the case, or there might be other restrictions that kind of go with that. So just watch out for those add-on fees or air transportation or just other taxes and charges and other undisclosed fees that goes with that. Hotel scams, most people don't think about that. In a hotel, you know, this is not a scam because it's here, it's a physical property, but scammers are trying to call people when they're in that hotel or posing as hotel staff to get your credit card information. It might be a fake front desk call, free Wi-Fi connections that may be a phishing scam, and then fake food delivery. So watch out for those. And then finally, just third-party booking site scams. Online scams are up. We're watching those in all different areas. This is no difference. So if you're booking your airfare, your hotel, or other travel arrangements through a third-party website, which is the case for a lot of us, right? Yeah. EB is telling people to make sure that you pay attention to all of these. Make sure you're going to the right website. Make sure you're paying with a credit card. If it's too good to be true, it probably is not true. So just really make sure you're taking time to verify the name of the company if you haven't heard of them, but it's a great deal. You might want to do some research.
Yeah. Can you imagine saving up for your vacation and all of a sudden something happens and you lose all that money? That would be devastating for people.
Devastating for people, yeah, and for families, especially for little ones who are looking forward to a fun vacation, right?
Now, are there recommended travel guidelines offered by the Better Business Bureau?
Yeah, a couple things we like to tell people to watch out for is, one, obviously get those trip details in writing before you make that final payment. I said it already but I'll say it again. Those too good to be true deals, if it's too good to be true, probably is a fake, it's a con. Avoid wiring money. That's usually one of those things. It's a keynote hallmark of a scam or using any prepaid debit card. You want to make sure you're using your credit card. There's some recourse if something happens. Call the rental owner. If you're just booking things online and you have some questions, message them, call them, kind of hear from them versus just kind of doing everything online. And then just be really, really, really aware of these unsolicited offers. So if you win a free trip, you know, you get this message on your phone and you didn't enter a contest, you didn't enter a sweepstake, it's probably not great news that you just magically won. It's somebody trying to get your information. So just be aware of that, and then really be aware of people being really pushy or time sensitive, paying a processing fee, all those types of things that just, you know, these are red flags of scams.
It was kind of interesting when you said the word free and you used quotes, you did the air quotes in as soon as you said that. I could just see you doing that. Anyway, the CEO and the executive director of the Better Business Bureau, Jonathan Liebert, thanks for the time. We really appreciate it as always.
Thank you. Have a great week.